Good morning and welcome to our program. We are so thankful that you decided to join us today, and we look forward to sharing the good news about Jesus Christ. So gather your family, open your hearts, and listen to the word.
Matthew 5:1-12. Now when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them the Beatitudes. He said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way, they persecuted the prophets who were before you."
I know we are chosen. I know we're pursued. I know we're accepted. And I know we've been rescued. I know we are chosen.
Purified, cleansed by the blood of the Savior, transformed by Adonai, through Christ's adoption ready. So get your hands up, Jehovah gets the glory, we're sending praise up. Jehovah gets the glory, we're sending praise up. Jehovah gets the glory, we're sending praise up. 'Cause he loved us from the start, now we're made new. Rescued through him, accepted, ransom's been paid for you.
I know we are chosen.
Transformed by Adonai, through Christ's adoption ready. So get your hands up, Jehovah gets the glory, we're sending praise up. Jehovah gets the glory, we're sending praise up. Jehovah gets the glory, we're sending praise up. 'Cause he loved us from the start, now we're made new. Rescued through him, accepted, ransom's been paid for you.
God did not wait for us to turn. God did not wait for us to change. Deep in our sin is when he came. Receiving his name, our lives began. God loved us from the very start. Purchased our lives, transformed our hearts. The old is gone, the new is here. Now we will live our lives for
just chosen, we are healed, love forever, we are sealed. That's the truth about us.
We are presumed. We are presumed. We are presumed.
thank you for this day. I pray that you will heal people that hurt. I pray over everybody on earth. Bless this podcast and the people who listen and support it. Bless AC and keep us all safe. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Mackenzie. Thank you, Lisa, for the scripture reading. Natasha, Joe Miles for the song. Wow, what a beautiful day. What a great day to serve the Lord. Amen, amen. So the question today is, are you blessed? Are you blessed? What if I told you Jesus answered this question? The very question I'm asking you now, Jesus answered over 2,000 years ago. And many of you know the answer, but Jesus said in Matthew 5, verse 3, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." And what Jesus was saying was, you have to know that those who recognize their spiritual need and dependence on God are blessed. You have to know that complete reliance on God is an important piece of the gospel. You have to know that dependence is different from independence, because independence measures blessings by significant events, and God is measuring your blessings by how reliant you are on Him. We're reminding you today to seek first the kingdom and God's righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Jesus is telling his followers to trust God to provide what you need. So don't get caught up in success. Don't get caught up in power. Don't get caught up in wealth. Blessed are those who rely on Jesus. So the text today covers Matthew 5, verse 3, but I asked Lisa to read verses 1 through 12, and this is the first part of the Sermon on the Mountainside, a sermon Jesus gave early in his ministry. And we often hear Jesus looks at the heart. Jesus looks at the heart, which is very true. But this sermon gives focus on what people should do and less of what they should believe. And some can argue that this chapter is married to the Mosaic law, because he will cite the law and add, "But I say, but I say." So this sermon opens with the Beatitudes, and this text we're presented with a picture of the ideal citizen of Christ's kingdom. Now, when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down, and his disciples came to him, and he began to teach them the Beatitudes. And he said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will seek God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Wow. God, I want to thank you for another day. I am honored to share your word. I'm honored to be a witness to your love, your mercy, and your grace. I ask for your for the wisdom and ability to deliver this message. I need your help. Again, I'm honored to share your message and cover your sermon on the mountainside. You are much more than a conqueror. You're a savior. You're a redeemer. You are my everything. Our everything. Allow us to reimagine the worship experience as we keep all things holy. In Jesus' name, amen. No such thing as too much praying. Mackenzie was phenomenal. I needed to reach out to God today. If we're fortunate, our first brush of wisdom is with our parents. And I was fortunate to have so many wise elders in my family, so many people, including mom, who took the time to teach me at an early age, to teach me about life. But I was one of those children who would wear you out. Some people say just nosy. I say inquisitive. And I asked question after question. And the more answers they gave, the more questions I asked. And it got so bad that there were times they would even give me money to be quiet. They would give me money to be quiet for like 30 minutes and sometimes an hour. And for me, that was a challenge. But I loved and respected my elders. They were my teachers. In this passage, Jesus is sitting on the mountainside and his disciples came to him. In Matthew verse 3, Jesus says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." The poor in spirit. What was Jesus saying when he said the poor in spirit? Humility. Humility is a word strongly connected to the phrase poor in spirit. Someone who's not drawn to prestige. Someone who's not moved by titles. See, titles can be attractive. Titles can make you feel important. Being close to someone with a title can make you feel special. And there are those who won't listen to you unless there are alphabets behind your name. There are some who will disregard your wisdom if you don't have the right title. But Jesus is saying, ignore what the world says. Blessed are those who depend on him for mercy and grace. No matter your circumstances, you are fortunate if you trust me. No matter if the world calls you a failure, you're blessed if you understand that you need me. The world may tell you success looks like one thing, but guess what? God has just told you what success really looks like. And if you rely on the Lord's word, if you rely on his counsel, if you rely on him before every move, God is going to bless you beyond your imagination. People want to be comfortable. People don't want to worry about bills. People want what they want. But when you know, he is everything. He works it out. I know sometimes you don't feel blessed. Inflation, bills, long hours of work. The kids want everything. As they said on Good Times, they were keeping their heads above water, making in any way they can. But God is still here. He's making a way. You're feeling good. You're doing what you're supposed to do. You're feeding your family. You are paying your bills. You are giving your children what they need, not always what they want, but you're giving them what they need. God has said it. Rely on him. Trust him. Don't trust politicians. They have an agenda. Don't trust your boss. They have self-interest. Don't trust banks. They want your money. Trust God. I need more time because this is important. There are over 100 reasons why I can tell you that you are blessed. There are so many ways we can show God our appreciation. But there is only one way to gain salvation, and that's through Jesus Christ. I want you to count your blessings, because there are so many people in our ears telling us how bad it is. And I say, ignore those voices and listen to the voice of the Lord. The kingdom of heaven is yours. The kingdom of heaven is yours. If you have a deep need for God, if you thirst for the word, if you truly love the Lord, you are blessed. Grow in that thirst, grow in this desire to know and love the Lord. If you can see what others see, financially there's a struggle, but you're on fire for the Lord. You don't have the latest toys or material things, but you have a Bible and you read it faithfully. See, money can come and go, wealth can disappear, but your love for God, your thirst for the word can be everlasting. Believers can have nothing. Believers can come from nothing, and God can give us the world. Believers can start on the bottom and rise to the top. Believers can come from humble beginnings, and God can make us distinguished. Entrepreneurship, education, entertainment, the list goes on and on. God can take his children and bless us. Not just in the afterlife, but right here on earth in the middle of chaos. The doors are in front of all of us. God is telling you to open the door and see how well he can bless you. There are many who don't want you to know. There are many who are afraid you'll gain more than they have. There are many who refuse to share this with you. But we can't just settle. We have to believe. We have to believe that God is and God can. We have to know that everything good is because of him. We have to know that without him, we can't move. As I prepared this message, I prayed about this scripture and I prayed for understanding. And I know that this has a lot to do with humility. What can I say to you that will really drill this message about those who recognize that they're poor in spirit? See, our God is an awesome God. He knows that everyone doesn't rely on him. God knows some will focus on their own understanding. God knows some will focus on their own abilities. But oh, to the person who walks in humility, the person he can do great things through, the person who will continue to give him glory no matter how high they get, the person who understands their purpose, the person who will follow his lead, the person who's not intoxicated by power or wealth. Today, we're going to give God the glory. Today, we're going to claim salvation. Today, we're going to claim prosperity. Today, we're going to claim longevity. Today we're going to claim good health. I submit to you, Lord, I will give up my rights for you. I will be obedient to your will. I give you the glory. I want to tell the person who just got that big promotion, it's not you, it's God. I want to tell the couple who just bought their dream home, it's not you, it's God. I want to tell the person who found the love of their life, it's not you, it's God. It's God when it's good. It's God when it's sunny. It's God when there's peace. It's God. It's God. It's God. If we get that blessing, if we gain prosperity, I want you to remember, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. If we go through trials, if we struggle with poverty, I want you to remember, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. When the teachers of the law, who were Pharisees, saw Jesus eating with sinners and tax collectors, they asked his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" On hearing this, Jesus said to them, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners." Those who feel they are sinful or morally sick and so cry out to Jesus to be saved are poor in spirit. Thus, they are the ones and only ones that inherit God's kingdom. Those who are self-righteous are morally confident and rich. These Jesus cannot save. Again, some of you are looking at your situation and don't feel blessed. Don't look at your situation. Look at your relationship with God. Our God can put you in these situations or allow you to be in these situations to sharpen you. He can allow that pressure so that you can become the diamond you were meant to be. So it's important to pray to God and ask for strength to weather the storm. So we need to pray to God and trust him and know that you are blessed and know you have a place in heaven. One of the reasons Jesus went to the mountainside is because he knew the worldly praises from the crowd could not fuel his soul. It's not enough. It wasn't enough. Get away from the crowd, get away from the noise, and know that their praises cannot fuel your soul. Jesus said you were blessed if you relied on him and fill your spirit with his love. You just use this time to get acquainted or reacquainted with God. And when you come up, don't forget where you came from. See, Jesus was teaching his disciples that the crowds and the praises are temporary, but heaven is forever. He's told us, focus on the kingdom of heaven first. He's told us he is the way. He's told us what it really means to be poor in spirit. Have you ever longed for anything? A car, a house, a job, a promotion? You thought about it night and day, and then one day it came. One day your wish came true, and you finally got what you thought was all you needed, and nothing. We thought it would satisfy us. We thought it would make us happy, but it didn't. There are so many wealthy people on this earth who are unhappy. Now, have you ever had a thirst for the word? Have you ever called on Jesus like your life depended on it? See, the difference is this. When you seek Jesus, when you seek salvation, it never fails. It never gets old. You can never fail. See, God alone can satisfy you, and you have an obligation to represent through your life and be a living testimony. God knows what you're going through. He knows things might not be the best for you. He knows that those bill collectors are getting on your nerves. He knows you've been waiting for the right job. He knows bills are piling up. He knows you're thirsty. He knows your heart. He's calling. He's calling. He's calling. He knows that friend wants you to co-sign on that loan. Do you do it? Pray, pray to him. Ask Jesus in your life. Seek him first. See, if we seek God first, if we just spend the right amount of time, the quality time, trusting Jesus, our Heavenly Father, if we spend time trusting him and asking him into our life, and you could just watch him pour into you. Amen. Amen.
It's the unknown. Unknown. It's the unknown. Unknown preacher.